In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Joyous feast day.
Joyous feast day.
The earth has been sanctified a word by thy holy birth, and the heavens with the stars declared thy glory. And now the nature of the waters is blessed by thy baptism in the flesh, and mankind has been restored once more to its former nobility. As in all the great mysteries of our faith, something relatively simple and direct reveals a great and powerful movement of grace and of meaning, of truth, of light, and of the revelation of God's glory. Baptism is certainly one is the primary of those mysteries, and indeed is the one that is so simple and yet so profound. The Lord went to the Jordan. There John had been calling people to repentance. He insisted he should be baptized as well. John said, no way. Jesus said, yes way. And he insisted on being baptized. And in that moment of his baptism, several things happen. And these are all the different meanings and themes of this great and holy day. The Lord himself going into the waters, water being the fundamental element of creation, sanctifies the water, sanctifies creation. And so indeed, we place the cross of Christ with his corpus on the cross into the water to bless holy water as a sign of that sanctification of creation. Indeed, one of the fathers, I think it was, or a hymn, said that holy water, it's in the bulletin from yesterday, holy water is an image of God's grace. That just as we're sprinkled with holy water, God's grace sprinkles and touches us like Gideon's fleece, and so forth. All those meanings are there, that we're touched by the divine life and the divine light. At the same time, when Christ enters the waters, the hymns tell us that he buries our sins with himself in those waters. That already the baptism is a sign of the Lord taking, because he needed, that baptism was a baptism of repentance by John, a baptism for forgiveness of sins, and Jesus needed no forgiveness of sin, since he is the only sinless one. So his being baptized with that baptism is a sign of identification with us in our sins, and indeed of the sign and the foretaste, the preview of him taking the sins of the world upon himself. Indeed, as it was said of him as he walked along the banks of the Jordan, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. As well with baptism, as well with the Lord's baptism, the most profound and the most important aspect of that holy moment is indeed what we sing about in the Triparion of the feast, that when thou, O Lord, was baptized in the Jordan, the worship of the Trinity was made manifest. That it's at the banks of the Jordan that God, in history, at a specific time, at the baptism of Jesus, shows the fact that he is indeed God the Father, who has his beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father and rests upon the Son. That God shows himself, the true God, reveals himself to mankind as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as the Holy Trinity. And that's the revelation of grace. That's the theophany. You have the word epiphany, which means manifestation in general, and theophany, which specifically means a manifestation of God, of Theos, of God as who he really is. Indeed, it is Jesus Christ who reveals the Trinity to us, who tells us that indeed he is God, but also that there is God the Father, and that there is indeed God the Holy Spirit, one God in three persons, in the great mystery of God. And so this is this great feast. This is one of the feasts that invites itself into our homes through the holy water, through the blessing of the holy water. We take that sign of God's grace for the blessing of our homes. The first blessing of our home is like a baptism, but at the same time we renew and honor that sprinkling, that washing, that purifying again of the home every year at this time of the year with the annual blessing of the Holy Theophany. And so that sign of the grace of the holy water comes into our very dwellings and dwells with us, and even keeping the bottle of holy water there in your home is a sign of presence and grace and blessing to you as it is kept there, and you can drink it a little bit daily every morning, the first thing before you eat anything. You can certainly have it when you're ill, and indeed many graces and blessings flow from this great holy day of the great and holy Theophany. Let us rejoice, let us see ourselves at the banks of the Jordan, beholding the mystery, beholding the light, the glory, that indeed is the truth of Christ, the truth of the Trinity, and may we ever be immersed in that grace through the intercessions of the holy glorious prophet, the forerunner and Baptist John. Joyous feast day!
Joyous feast day.